I reiterate to people, sometimes the simplest ideas are the best. So, you know, even if a backpack event is going on in your area, do another one. They really are so needed. Connect with the local schools, connect with the PTOs to see what they really need.
Hey everyone, it is officially HMA Gives Back Week at HMA Mortgage today, right, Rach? I am so excited to bring to you this episode in which we're going to talk about events a bit, but specific to giving back and participating in charities and taking a moment to slow down, connect with your community, and see how we can actually just help people. Our teams all across the country have come up with some great ideas that we're so excited to share with you. They're connecting and binding together as groups, different branches to give back to various charities. So we're going to hopefully provide some ideas to you. We know many loan officers have their own charities that are very near and dear to their hearts, but sometimes it's nice to learn about what others are doing, and maybe you get a creative idea or you figure out something that you'd like to add to your repertoire when you're, you know, giving back and planning for those moments. How's it going, Rach? I'm excited.
I know, me too. This has been a baby that we've been fostering for a while now, this whole idea behind HMA Gives Back. And, you know, in the beginning, we really had this idea that we wanted everybody, maybe it was a little bit utopian or a little delusional. We wanted everyone to do the same, be at the same event and support the same charity, but honestly, with a company that's all over the country, that just wasn't possible. So we had to bend a little bit, but I'm so pleased with what has come to fruition, what has come out of that. Because, like I said, maybe if you're a company that is close-knit, that is close in proximity, you could support one charity and have it be one huge banger of an event, and you know, you get everybody out there, but we're all over the place, so that just wasn't possible. So having these different charities actually colored it up a little bit more than I even imagined in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rachel. It was obviously, it would have been nice if we could have all physically been in one place. But again, if you're a small, middle-sized business, if you're a branch trying to do this, or if you have multiple branches and they're in different areas, it obviously can get very costly. So there's a lot of tips and strategies of how you can make an intentional moment like this for a virtual company feel very cohesive if you just have some strategy and some planning in place. So we'll go over some of those tips and tricks today. So, you know, you can apply it right away out of this podcast. And then we just wanted to take a quick moment and feature the actual charities and give them a little love. So we're sharing some information on the organizations that we're giving back to, you know, during this month.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to shine some light on these awesome organizations. First, I want to kind of dive into the idea of making sure that you're vetting the charities. There are so many different charities out there that you could support. And I think personally, you know, if you want to support any charity, that's great. But it's different when you're doing it as a branch or as a company. I think you have to be really careful and really vet these charities. There's a lot of great charities out there. There's also some charities that you might want to stay away from as a company. Just going to say it.
Yeah. It's important to look into the logistics of what goes into some of these days. You know, we found that some had like a higher cost and barrier to entry. You think, oh, well, I'm volunteering my time. I'm volunteering some money or some resources. You might not think of a cost associated with doing so. But a lot of times there is with some of these when it comes to a corporate or group event where there's more planning and more logistics involved. So just, you know, do your due diligence, find one that works for you, something that feels very near and dear to your heart. Of course, a lot of people will pick ones that have to do with their personal stories. And I think that you know, always adds a lot of impact, which is kind of our theme of our event, the word impact, to what you're doing. One thing that we did, and I'll let Rachel expand upon it, is we, for example, we got, you know, swag and photographs and pictures with t-shirts. That's something that we're working on. Some of our charities happened last week, and then we have a big group of them, a big impact that's happening this week for HMA. Everybody will be in their HMA Gives Back t-shirts so we can feel cohesive and how we're and intentional on what we're doing with this moment together, and then be able to share it with our community afterwards. So even though we're in different locations and we're working on different events, we're all feeling pretty closely connected because of some of the things that we planned ahead of time.
Yeah, and it's funny, these t-shirts, for some reason, this t-shirt, we needed to get it so right and we could not nail down the design. For some reason, this t-shirt took a lot of different edits. I don't even know how many rounds we went through, but I feel like we landed on a really good one because we wanted it to be all things to everyone and we wanted it to be part of that cohesiveness so that regardless of which event that people were going to, they had that same HMA t-shirts to, you know, bring it all together. But yeah, we were really funny with the design of it. I think we went through like 30 different designs. We're like, no. But t-shirts are important. You know, you want to pick something that people are going to wear again, that I felt like it wasn't too specific to any one charity, you know, that people could wear again at a different volunteer event. But it's just funny, the little things that pop up that you don't realize that are going to be moments of stress. But in the end, I actually really like how they came out.
I do too. It's so subjective, these artwork moments. I mean, we could analyze them for hours, and I'm sure you've all been there where you really want to get something right, you know, for something that you've put time into and you're planning and you have a lot of partnerships and relationships and people connecting in one place. But sometimes it is easy to overthink it, go with your gut, make a choice. And a lot of times that really is the right one. Some other deliverables that we're all doing together collectively in different branches to make this cohesive is we're all making sure that we're, of course, taking photographs, getting a nice big group photo with the t-shirts and showcasing, you know, what we're doing together as a company. And then, of course, getting little video snippets and reels that can be edited and put together after the fact. So each branch is working on that. Of course, it's important that we're showcasing and highlighting the charities too. So hopefully we can get some additional donations even before and after the fact of the actual event that's going on. That's a moment not to miss. And then, of course, it's really nice to share to your past database and your community, you know, what's going on, what you're doing. Again, a little post-trip to your past customers and your realtor partners before letting them know of the event, and then afterwards either thanking them or just showcasing what was done allows for that opportunity for some more donations and a little bit more push toward the promotion. So that's something I highly suggest as well that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Corinne, because I feel like a lot of times, especially for a charity event, people might feel, well, I don't want to get pictures and post. I don't want it to be a humble brag. But honestly, you're shining light and you're giving some PR to these charities that could lead to more donations for them. So don't think of it as a, oh, it's a pat myself on the back moment. No, people want to see what you're doing. And in sales and in business, you know, there's lots of loan officers people could go with. Maybe you make a connection with someone based on the charity that's near and dear to your heart, and it's also near and dear to their heart. So, you know, that's how you form relationships. So don't be afraid and don't forget. That's another big thing. Sometimes if you are the one running the show, you get wrapped up in the moment and you just forget to take photos, to take video. So designate somebody else to do that if you're the one running the show and you're going to be too busy, because it's an opportunity missed if you don't get those great assets.
Yep, we hear it time and time again with events and basically everything in general. Planning, preparation. It can't be said enough. You think, oh, I've got this dialed in. I've done it before. I know how to do these types of things. And you will find there'll be more little things missed, more holes, more mistakes if you don't prep and plan ahead. Delegating who is supposed to be doing what at the event and kind of thinking the event through step by step beforehand. It can go a long way in the success of something that you've put a lot of time into. I say we get into it, Rachel. Why don't we start featuring some of the charities that we're going to be working on and some that some of our branches have already completed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an event that happened last week, actually. And This was actually one loan officer. We'll give a shout out to Sheila Gambetis. She was one loan officer who decided to do an event on her own, which we're all about supporting any event, right? But this was such a great idea because it was a backpack event where, you know, she gathered all the supplies and then had some family members and some referral partners just help her pack backpacks. Guys, that's such a great way. And it is so needed in every community. So she did this, I think it was a couple weeks ago now, right at the start of the school season, because that's when the need was. So I really want to just, I don't know, reiterate to people, sometimes the simplest ideas are the best. So, you know, even if a backpack event is going on in your area, do another one. They really are so needed. Connect with the local schools, connect with the PTOs to see what they really need. So I just want to mention that one quickly, because that was just something she did on her own, not necessarily with a specific charity.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm so glad that you mentioned it. Sheila did such a nice job with that event, Rachel, and it really went off without a hitch. Two of our branches this week, actually, I believe it's today, and there might be one tomorrow, are going to be working at the Ronald McDonald House. So what is included in this moment is actually making a meal for families who are dealing with a child who has a health issue, possibly cancer-related, something more serious related at the hospital. So obviously those families are dealing with a lot of day-to-day stress and exhaustion. And this is just an opportunity to say, hey, we're by your side. We care about you. Let's make life a little bit easier today by making breakfast or making lunch, you know, for you and just showing that we care. So in this situation, it's a lot of times helping, you know, with the logistics of the food, getting everybody together to make a meal together, which is always a really nice bonding experience to show people that you care when they're dealing in a time of stress. To learn more about this charity, it's rmhc.org. Give when it matters most, the Ronald McDonald House. So I know many of you probably heard of it. It is one that I've heard of before, but if it's something you want to look further into and you think that could be a really great idea to add to your branch or to do with your colleagues, definitely learn more about it. That's one that two of our branches are going to be working on this week.
And a really great thing about the Ronald McDonald House is that they're everywhere. They are in multiple cities, and depending on where you live, if you're in the city, in the country, that's pretty accessible. So that's a great one. Another one that I'm really excited about in Northampton, Massachusetts, they're doing a Habitat for Humanity build. And we did this with our church a few years ago. And it's a great thing because the kids can get involved. You know, it's something that you really need zero skill for. As long as you can swing a hammer, then you're good. And
you say that, Rachel, until, you know, something gets knocked down that shouldn't. And we're like, oh, no, we've got people fixing it. Right. But it's great for our business, too, I feel like, because we're, you know, connected with homes and buying homes.
Yeah. And honestly, my kids were younger when they did it. I think my daughter was probably only maybe 5 when she did it. So we're talking a few years ago, but she had such pride, and my son too, and their friends got involved. They had such pride in knowing that they helped to build the foundation of a home. So I'm really excited for the Applied Mortgage team, Lindsay Labonte and her team in Massachusetts, to host this great event. They do, this is another one that is all over the place, Habitat for Humanity. So even if you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community and you're not necessarily in a position to host your own Habitat build, I highly suggest jumping on that bandwagon. We had so much fun, and it's really cool, Corinne. You can like write little notes once the foundation of the house, like everybody kind of takes a panel and builds the structure. And then we would write little messages on the 2x4s. And it was really cool. It was a great memory for my whole family.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that's amazing. I can't wait to see photos and reels and videos on how that turns out. And the Labonte team always does such a great job. So that's going to be exciting. The next one that I think we definitely want to mention is one that Rachel and I are actually driving to today. So this is one that we are participating in with one of our branches because we're located relatively closely to get over and participate. It's called Gift the List, and it's for the Boys and Girls Club of America. So it's the initiative for this charity is to help give kids a brighter future. And as I understand it from everything that we're bringing, we're just going to be basically supplying a lot of different general resources, giving them supplies and giving them an opportunity to just have a great start with different things that they might be working on. So, you know, sometimes it could be providing candy around Halloween so that they have a great Halloween, or school supplies before the school year starts so that everybody has what they need. And then I know there's like snacks and some general gift cards that we're also going to be giving to the Boys and Girls Club that they can use for anything that they need to use it for. So really excited about this. We're going to be joining the Gibbsboro office, Green Tree office, and packing up together everything that we've collected. And then there'll be an opportunity to drive it down and deliver it to the Boys and Girls Club and be able to see the facility of it. So what a cool idea. Logistically, pretty simple to pull off. You know, I also took a moment and pulled up that website. It is bgca.org, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. You can learn more about their initiative and different ways to get involved if you think that might be a good fit for you or something that you'd like to try.
Lord knows Halloween candy is expensive. So I'm happy we're helping them on all kinds of initiatives, right? Fun stuff and after school programs and crafts. And so I'm excited to go down there today and meet the kids and see their faces when we bring all these great goodies to them.
The next charity that we want to highlight is up our partners and our wonderful branch up in Maine. The Corey Scott team is working with Town and Shore Real Estate on their big annual push. And it's Full Plates, Full Potential is the theme of this charity. So working with people on food insecurity, I think specifically kids, but it could be more than that. What a great opportunity to get together with real estate partners and just conquer and take a stab at one of the largest problems in the United States. And that's making sure that everybody has proper meals every day to be able to have a successful day. So what an awesome and amazing opportunity for our main branch to participate in. Very excited to see pictures and to see how this one goes down.
Yeah, me too. And actually along those same lines in Katy, Texas, so opposite end of the country, they're going to be doing an event with an organization called Kids Meals. And I love this. They're a small staff that relies on volunteers, local volunteers. And it's actually they're feeding people across 55 different zip codes, which is just unbelievable. And I love this. In their website, in their mantra, they actually put their goal, and together they're working towards a goal of feeding 26,000 children by 2031. 26,000 children by 2031. That's amazing. So we're excited for our Katy branch and Jeff Shealy, Katy, Texas branch, Jeff Shealy and his team. They're going to be helping to serve and support this great initiative. So that was through an organization called Kids Meals, and their website is kidsmealsinc.org. If you're in the Katy, Texas or Houston area, I would definitely check out this great organization.
Yeah, and I'm seeing different kind of I'm seeing different little websites and domains for the Town and Country event up in Maine. So, you know, look up Town and Country charity event, you know, Full Plates, Full Potential, and you'll find different ways to learn and get more information if it's something that feels like the right fit for you in your market. Or you can always send us a note or ask us a question and we can get you connected with our Corey Scott team. So awesome. We are excited. There is a lot in store and a lot coming up for HMA these next couple of weeks with all these charities. So please come back and check us out, follow and subscribe, because we will be releasing photographs, reels, and information to get as many donations as possible collectively as an organization.
Absolutely. And just one more thing, make sure that if this is something that you want to do, you want to support a charity with your branch or just individually, maybe with your family, don't wait. You know, there's a lot of charities, great charities out there that really need and depend on their volunteers. So get out there. Hopefully this has inspired you. Let us know. Put it in the chat, in the comments. We'd love to hear how this has inspired you to volunteer and serve your communities. Rin, let's get to it. We got some work to do.
We've got some work to do. Thanks so much, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, everybody.